The special favor of Allah, Holy Allah. The universe is the body and its soul, Holy Allah, Holy Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, welcome back to our program Yesterday, Today and Tomorrow. MashaAllah, a very beautiful title and it does tell you about yesterday, today and tomorrow. And inshallah, a very interesting topic I've got today and such an interesting topic is I've been reading through the booklet and it's an amazing sight, inshallah. So let's start off with the recitation of the blessing of reciting durood upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is quoted in Al-Qawlul Badi. The final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, whosoever faces any difficulty should recite durood upon me in abundance, for reciting durood upon me removes difficulties and calamities. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallim. A very famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa sallam and the son of the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, was once on a journey when he passed by a group of people who had been stopped at a certain place. Coming closer, he asked about their well-being. He asked them why they were stood here. And the people, they said that there is a lion on the way and everyone is scared of it. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu immediately got off his ride and he went to the lion and he grabbed hold of him from the ear and he made him move away from there. Ali Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, you might be thinking, wow, how is that possible? Yeah, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. When you fear Allah, every creature will fear you. So this lion was no match in front of the great Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. May Allah ta'ala bless him and may Allah ta'ala forgive our sins for his sake. And mashallah, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma is no doubt one of the greatest companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And such a companion that has a lot of love and respect in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father, the second Khalifa of Islam, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, was one of the greatest companions of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. That there are so many narrations about Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Nevertheless, we've heard about this story of a lion. Now today, we're going to be hearing a few amazing facts about a lion. Now, most of the time, when we talk about a lion, we start to shiver. We get scared. Why? Because we just mentioned a lion. If I was to say, oh, there's a lion here, I probably think that, well, I won't be here. My shadow will still be here. That's how quick I'll be running out of this place. But let's just learn some of the beautiful facts about a lion. The lion is from the most famous of all the animals. In the Persian and the Urdu language, a lion is called a sher, and it has three well-known names in the Arabic language: Laith, Asad, and Ghazanfar. All these three names, they relate towards a lion. But in the Arabic language, some of the scholars, they say that a lion has about 150 names. And according to some other scholars, they say that there are 500 names for a lion in the Arabic language. The lion possesses a distinguished position in the animal kingdom. This is because from among the wild animals, the lion is like an awe-striking king due to its bravery, ruthlessness, and mercilessness. This is the reason why the example of a lion is given when mentioning courage, bravery, and valor. You know, when you talk about someone who's really brave, yeah, we say, oh, what a lion. It just shows you how strong that person is. There are many types of lions. It is mentioned in Hayatul Hayawan that a unique type of lion has been seen whose color was red, which possessed a face similar to a human and had a tail similar to that of a scorpion's. This type of lion is referred to as Al-Ward in Arabic, which means rose. One trait found in lions is that they display patience and tolerance. Even in a state of hunger, they feel little need for water and do not eat the leftovers of other predators. So if you see a lion and another predator has killed the animal, yeah, and he starts to eat that and it's left him, a lion will not go and eat the leftovers. When eating their prey, they leave their food once their stomach is full and do not eat from it again. The lion becomes lively when hungry, but lazy after eating his fill. Lions do not drink the water left by other animals, especially dogs. We can learn a lot of lessons from lions and their behavior. Notice how it remains patient when hungry, despite being a wild animal. Whereas some foolish people do and say many unsuitable things when they are hungry. Yeah, so when a person is hungry, you know, you start to say other things. Oh, I'm hungry, ma'azallah. Some people we might even say, you know, utter words of kufr as well. But a lion is always steadfast. He's hungry, but he is silent. They eat haram food, give and take bribes. Not the lion, I'm talking about the person. That's when a person is hungry, he will do anything. Ma'azallah, there have been cases where a person will go and kill someone else just to take their food. Those foolish people who throw themselves into the pit of sins in order to alleviate their hunger should learn a lesson from this wild animal, which remains patient and tolerant when hungry. Also, it leaves its food once it has filled its stomach. On the other hand, what can be said about a gluttonous individual whose stomach may become full but whose heart never does, and who lives in servitude of his nafs? His goal is to eat or get hold of anything he can, and he lives his life in pursuit of these desires. Imam Najmuddin Ghazi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states that Allah ta'ala liked his beloved final prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He likened to a prophet from lion. If this was not the highest form of praise and exhalation, Allah Almighty would not have compared his beloved to a lion. Just as he states in para number 29, فَمَا لَهُمْ عَنِ التَّذْكِرَةِ مُعْرِدِينَ كَأَنَّهُمْ هُمُرٌ مُسْتَنْفِرَةٌ فَرَّتْ مِنْ قَسْوَرَةٌ. So what is the matter with them that they turn their faces away from advice as if they were frightened donkeys running away from a lion? It is mentioned in the commentary of these verses, the polytheists are like donkeys in their foolishness and stupidity. For just as a donkey runs in fear from a lion, those people run from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam upon hearing the advice of the Holy Quran. So what happens is, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would teach these people the Quran, he would give them the message of Allah, they would run away from him. Yeah, in this way, Allah Ta'ala, he mentions in the Quran, and he says that these people are running away just like donkeys run away from a lion. Now, alhamdulillah, we as Muslims, we love the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. And what we need to do is, because of our love for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, we need to understand that we should be in such a manner that our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam is always number one for us. And inshallah, azza wa jal, we need to understand that by loving the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is by acting upon his beautiful sunnahs as well. And now it says that all companions are lions in their bravery and strength. In the 7th century Hijri, a book was written about the companions entitled Usudul Ghabah, meaning lions of the jungle. We also find that in some ahadith, certain companions were singled out in being compared to a lion. For instance, the leader of the brave, the conqueror of Khaybar, Sayyiduna Mawla Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, is famously revered to as the lion of Allah Almighty. He is known as Asadullah, such that even small children know him by his title. To be a lion of this world is not anything significant, but to be the lion of Almighty Allah is indeed a title of the highest status in grandeur. The famous title of the fourth Khalif of the Muslims, the wielder of Zulfiqar, the attacking lion, Sayyiduna Ali Murtaza, Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhahul Kareem, is Asadullah, the lion of Allah. He states in his poetry, أَنَلَّذِي سَمَّتْنِي أُمِّي حَيْدَرَهُ كَلَيْثِ غَابَةٍ كَرِيحَ الْمَنْزَرَ. I am the one who was given the name Haider, lion, by his mother. I am like a lion in its den, awe-inspiring and majestic. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. These were some of the most famous names of Sayyiduna Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, Asadullah, the lion of Allah Azza wa Jal. And no doubt, when you look at the seerat and you read the biography of Sayyiduna Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem, you will see that Sayyiduna Ali Karamallahu Ta'ala Wajhul Kareem was no doubt a lion. Inshallah, so we're going to continue with this topic, but we have a very beautiful package for you today. And the first package, alhamdulillah, is reward your children when they do something good. Let's listen to this beautiful package by Nigrani Shura, inshallah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The great scholar Imam Ghazali, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, says that if you notice in your child any good behavior, or he has performed any good work, if your child does something extraordinary, father should reward the child with any sort of present or gift, some sort of gift to appreciate him. And father should also express happiness upon his good attitude and good work, and appreciate him in front of people to encourage him. Let's say, for example, if your child offered salah in front of you, or he helped someone, or helped his brother, or say he did any good work, or he speaks truth, or helped his mother. There are many examples which can be thought in this regard, with regards to works of home, or helping the neighbors, or his attitude with others, with his friends, or good attitude with relatives, anything nice. Even if you notice your child is polite, very respectful with others, then appreciate him. Give him present. Say like, MashaAllah, wow, wonderful, you've done an excellent job, MashaAllah. Come here, let me give you some present and give him something. You can even give him 5 or 10 pounds, and if you feel appropriate, you can make him owner of that money. Or even if you want, you can give him some coins. It can be a small amount. Maybe you start thinking about money. Money is money. Idea is to give some sort of present to your child. Try to give something as a present or gift. It can be just a pencil. Try to keep small things at home, small presents, so you can give as a gift or present to appreciate your children. And further, he said that express your happiness. Wow, subhanallah, mashallah, well done, excellent, good, good. Your child should feel that you're happy, and try to appreciate your child in front of people, not when he's alone, even if family's around. Another benefit of this, I say, is that other kids will be motivated. If you praise one child, appreciate him, others will be motivated too. They will also think that we should also do something extraordinary or good, that we are also appreciated by our parents or by elders. And there is another way of doing this too. For example, your daughter did household chores today. She cooked nice food, say she did well in cooking. You can appreciate her. You can exchange a few words of sympathy with her. Maybe you can say these words that you must have been tired, you should rest a bit. At least you can say this, can't you? You can offer her food at the time of serving first. Daughter, you start first, because you've worked hard today. You've done cleaning and cooking too. Try to encourage her, appreciate her with these words at least. It should make a habit to encourage and appreciate our children.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a very beautiful and important advice by Nigrani Shura, Damat barakatuhumul aliyah, that whenever our children do something good, we should reward our children. We should encourage our children to do good. Now, that will also, that reward will inshallah encourage our children to do good as well. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we need to make this very common thing in our homes, that whenever our children are doing something good, we encourage them, we reward them, and we give them a tap on the back as well. Why? Because our children will, inshallah, that love, that bond between the parents and the children will grow as well. Rather than discouraging your children, rather than shouting at them, and ma'azallah, even hitting them, or even calling them names, and sometimes, you know, breaking their heart by saying, oh, you're useless, you're this, you're that. What's going to happen is you're going to break their heart. And instead of achieving anything, your son, if his heart is broken, then he might not be able to, you know, be courageous in his life. Now, alhamdulillah, when you look at the seerat of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he was very, very, you know, encouraging towards the ummah, towards the children. He used to encourage them. He used to make dua for them. He used to reward them. So if we want our children, you know, to be our obedient, you know, not to be disobedient, then what we need to do is we need to make sure that we take care of our children, we look after them, and we also, inshallah, make dua for them. Now, if for example, if your son has done something wrong, then instead of hitting him, instead of making bad dua for him, or instead of breaking his heart or calling him names, dumb, stupid, I've seen parents like that, and it's just so, you know, it's cringing. When parents say, oh, you stupid, you thick, you this, you that, these are not good words to use towards your children. Because when we use these words towards our children, now they're going to pick up these kind of words. And Allah Ta'ala forbid, what if they start to use them? When you get old, what if they start to use them? And I've had people coming to me and say that, yes, you know, we've had our children saying these words. And one of the father I met, and he says that, to be honest with you, whatever I'm going through at home is because of my own fault. I never looked after my children. I never praised my children. I always talking bad about them. I used to go in front of people and talk bad about them. So hopefully, inshallah, this clip of Nigrani Shura is going to change our mentality, inshallah. The beloved final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam once stated regarding his honorable uncle, Sayyiduna Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Ya Hamzatu ya amma rasulillahi wa asadillahi wa asada rasuli. O Hamza, O uncle of the Messenger of Allah and the Lion of Allah and his Messenger. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, I swear the one in whose power is my life, it is written on the seventh sky that Sayyiduna Hamza is the Lion of Allah and his Messenger. Subhanallah. It is reported in Sahih Muslim that the first Khalif of Muslims, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, once said about another companion, Sayyiduna Abu Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he is a lion from the lions of Allah Almighty. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon them, and may Allah Azza wa Jal forgive our sins for their sake. The pious people of Allah Almighty indeed possessed great ranks. The slave of the great Tabi'i Sayyiduna Amr bin Utbah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu said, we once awoke on a very hot day and did not see Sayyiduna Amr bin Utbah rahmatullahi ta'ala with us. So we began searching for him. We saw him offering salah upon a hill, and a cloud was giving him shade. Whenever we would go to challenge our enemies, we would not need a protector during the night, as he would offer an abundant amount of salah during this time. As he would remain awake, we did not need to appoint anyone else to watch over us. One night, we heard the roaring of a lion. Hearing this frightful sound, we all ran away, but Sayyiduna Amr bin Utbah rahmatullah alayhi remained engaged in his salah. Afterwards, we asked him, did you not fear the lion? He, rahmatullah alayhi, replied, I feel ashamed to fear anyone other than Allah Almighty. So this story that we heard about this great tabi'een, that, you know, he used to spend his time in the worship of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, even if there was a lion there, you know, like I said before, if we see a lion, we'll probably run miles away from him. But Sayyiduna Amr bin Utbah, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he remained in his salah. Why? Because he was scared of Allah Azza wa Jal. And that is why the scholars, they say, whoever fears Allah does not fear the makhluk, the creation. And whoever fears the creation will not fear Allah. Now, if we all look at ourselves, who do we fear? We fear the creation. We will fear a dog, we'll fear another animal, we'll fear a lion. But when it comes to Allah Ta'ala, we'll miss our salah, we'll lie, we'll backbite, we'll talk bad about Muslims, we'll break Muslims' hearts. All these things we'll do. Why? Because there is no fear of Allah in our hearts. That is why we will do these sins. The place where a lion lives is referred to as a den, and its vocalization are known as roars. But do you know what a lion says when it roars? The one who was granted knowledge of the unseen by Allah Almighty, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, was once asked by the honorable companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum, do you know what the lion says when it roars? The companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum said, Allah Almighty and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam know better. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then stated, the lion says, O Allah, do not allow me to attack a pious person. Commenting on this blessed hadith, Allama Abdul Ra'uf Manawi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes, it is possible that this statement of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is literal. The lion actually makes this dua to Allah Almighty in its roar. This blessed statement may also mean that love for pious people and not causing them any harm is an intrinsic part of a lion's nature. Subhanallah, even a lion has the love of the pious people. Even a lion will not attack the pious people. And alhamdulillah, this is what we need to understand. In our lives, we need to try to become pious. We need to try to achieve taqwa. Two things cannot remain in your heart. Either you will have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, or you will have the love of the dunya. Now, when you have the love of the dunya, love of this world, then what happens? The love of Allah, the fear of Allah will go away from a person. That is why you'll see people committing sins, people, you know, ma'azallah, killing their own parents, killing their own brothers and sisters just to acquire the wealth of this world. And in some cases, you know, people, ma'azallah, will even cross the boundaries and ma'azallah enter the boundary of kufr, of disobedience, just to overwhelm the wealth of this world. Sayyidina Hamad bin Ja'far rahmatullah alayhi states that he once heard his blessed father saying, we once went out with an army and Sayyidina Sila bin Ashim Adawi rahmatullah alayhi was with us. It was a habit of his to leave the company of people as soon as night arrived. I said to myself, his extensive acts of worship are well known among the people. Let me see which deed he performs. Sayyidina Sila bin Ashim Adawi rahmatullah alayhi offered his Isha Salah and laid down. When everybody had fallen asleep, he got up and headed towards a wooded thicket, passing by me as he did. I followed him once he had passed and saw him perform wudu and then stand for Salah. As soon as he began, a lion suddenly appeared and approached him. At this point, I climbed a tree to observe what would happen, whether he would run from the lion or not. Despite the lion, Sayyiduna Sila bin Ashim Adawi rahmatullah alayhi remained engaged in Salah. When he went into prostration, I felt as though the lion would attack him, but nothing occurred. When he finished his Salah, he said to the lion, O predatory beast, go and find your sustenance elsewhere. Hearing this, the lion left whilst roaring. After this, he remained engaged in Salah until dawn arrived. After Salah, he sat down and praised Allah Almighty in such a unique way that I had never heard before. He then made his dua, O Allah, I ask you to grant me safety from the fire of hell. How can a person like me have the audacity to ask you for paradise? He then returned, and his condition in the morning was as if he had just spent the entire night sleeping peacefully. But only Allah Almighty knows what my state was in the morning due to staying awake all night. May Allah Ta'ala shower mercy upon them and forgive us without accountability for their sake. You know, so these were the people that we need to understand, that those people who spend their lives, their time in ibadat. Let's look at ourselves today. How much ibadat do we do? Seriously, if we look at ourselves, you know, there's not much ibadat that we do. Our ibadat is maybe just for a few minutes. We'll open the Quran to read a few pages of the Quran or even a few lines of the Quran. And we'll get tired, we'll close the Quran and we'll walk away. When it's time for Salah, we'll be the last ones to go to the masjid and the first ones to get out of the masjid. Why? I'm busy. We've got this excuse in our minds that I'm busy. And I'll be honest with you, we are not that busy that we can forget our Creator, our Rabb Azza wa Jal. Always do ibadat, you know, with sincerity, with humbleness, with ajazi. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, that ibadat will be accepted in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. We've got another very beautiful package, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And this package that we're going to go through today, inshallah Azza wa Jal, let's see what we have to offer in this package. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Na koi aap jaisa tha, na koi aap jaisa hai. Koi Yusuf se poochhe Mustafa ka husn kaisa hai. Ae jalwa-e jaanana, ae jalwa-e jaanana. Aqa, tu shama-e risalat hai. Kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe jo saqi e kausar ke chehre se niqab uthe har dil ban main khana har aankh ho paimana ho paimana aqa tu shama-e risalat hai alam tera parwana
parwana
tu maah-e nubuwat hai ae jalwa-e jaanana
gir pad ke yahan pahuncha mar mar ke ise paya gir pad ke yahan pahuncha mar mar ke ise paya chhoote na ilahi ab sange dar jana na chhoote na ilahi ab ya rab sange dar jana na
aqa tu shama-e risalat hai alam tera parwana
parwana
tu maah-e nubuwat hai ae jalwa-e jalwa-e jaanana ae jalwa-e jaanana peete hai tere dar ka khaate hai tere dar ka peete hai tere dar ka khaate dana
ہے تیرا دانا, پانی ہے تیرا پانی, ہاں پانی دانا ہے تیرا دانا. آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے, شمع میں ذو تیری, ہر پھول میں بو تیری, ہر شمع میں ذو تیری. بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل, پروانہ ہے پروانہ. بلبل ہے تیرا بلبل, ہاں بلبل پروانہ ہے پروانہ. آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے, عالم تیرا پروانہ, تو ماہ نبوت ہے, جلوائے جانانا, اے جلوائے جانانا. وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ, وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ, وہ کہتے نہ کہتے کچھ, وہ کرتے نہ کرتے کچھ. اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ, اے کاش وہ سن لیتے مجھ سے میرا افسانہ. آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے, عالم تیرا پروانہ, تو ماہ نبوت ہے, اے جلوائے جانانا. سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری, سرکار کے جلووں سے روشن ہے دل نوری. تا حشر رہے روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ, تا حشر رہے روشن, ہاں روشن نوری کا یہ کاشانہ. آقا تو شمع رسالت ہے, عالم تیرا پروانہ, جلوائے جانانا, اے جلوائے جانانا.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. One attribute from the attributes of a lion is the eating of its prey by tearing with its front teeth and without chewing. It does not produce much saliva, and it is due to this that the mouth of a lion is usually unclean. Another of its attributes is its bravery and courage. Although elements of cowardness and weakness are still found within it, A lion becomes worried when hearing the sound of a rooster. It becomes afraid when hearing a cat, and it becomes astonished upon seeing fire. Adding to this, the lion captures prey with utmost ferocity. It does not associate with other predators because it does not consider anybody equal to with itself. And look at the glory of Allah Almighty. He placed unique marvels and characteristics in the lion. It is such a fearsome carnivore that it is feared by nearly every animal, yet it becomes worried by hearing the sounds of a chicken and afraid when hearing the sounds of a cat. In fact, it becomes astonished when seeing fire. So when it sees fire, the lion is even more scared. Sayyidina Wahab bin Munabbi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to place a pair of every living thing on board his ark. So he requested in the court of Allah Almighty, O my Lord, how will I keep a lion and a cow, a wolf and a sheep and a cat and a pigeon together? Allah Almighty stated, who placed hatred between them? Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, O Allah Almighty, you did. Allah Almighty then stated in reply, it is me who will create love between them, so they do not harm one another. It is narrated that when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam had boarded all of the animals on the ark, the people from his nation asked, how can we be at peace when we will all be in the midst of a lion? Allah Almighty then caused the lion to be overcome with fever. Thus, it was the first time on the face of the earth, the lion was the first one to experience fever, and it always remains in a state of fever. The companion of the messenger, Sayyidina Abu Umama, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, states, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivered a khutbah to us one day, which mainly comprised about Dajjal, his emergence, the tribulations he will bring, and his time period. During the khutbah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Sayyiduna Isa bin Maryam alayhi salam will descend as a just imam and a fair ruler amongst my ummah. The hatred and malice people have in their hearts towards one another will be removed. The venom of every venomous animal will come to an end, to the extent that no harm will come to a child if we were to place his hand in the mouth of a snake. And if a small girl was to approach a lion, no harm will come to her. That will be the end of times when the animal, the lions, will not be harmful to another animal. And a snake is poison, venom, will be no use, and it will cause no harm. So everyone will live in harmony and peace as well. A sign that a lion is becoming old is that its teeth begin to fall out. Sultanul Wa'izin Maulana Abu Nur Bashir Kotalvi rahmatullah alayhi writes, if a lion becomes ill, it eats monkeys and regains its health. And if it becomes injured itself, wolves gather together and kill it. So if a lion becomes ill, it eats monkeys and it becomes better. So medicine for the lion is a monkey. It is narrated that when the final Prophet of Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, recited this verse, one najmi idha hawa, Utbah bin Abu Lahab said, I do not believe in the Lord of Al-Najm, the stars. Thus the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam made the following dua against Utbah. Allahumma sallit alayhi kalbam min kilabika yanhashu. O Allah, set upon him a dog from amongst your dogs to tear him apart. Thereafter, Utbah headed for Syria with his accomplices. When they arrived at a place known as Zarqa, they heard a lion roaring. Utbah began to tremble with fear. The people asked, why are you trembling? By Allah, we are all together. Utbah said, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made dua against me. And by Allah, the sky has not covered anyone who is more truthful than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then they all ate dinner, but Utbah did not even touch the food. After eating, the members of the caravan put their luggage around them, placed Utbah at their center and went to sleep. A lion then came, walking silently, and it began to smell each member of the caravan until it reached Utbah. It seized him viciously, leading to his death. In his final breaths, Utbah said, did I not say to you that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most truthful of all people? Allama Damiri rahmatullah alayhi states, We find in some narrations that the lion tore Utbah into pieces and Utbah died while saying a lion had killed him. But when the people tried to search for this lion, they could not find it anywhere. Jo koi gustakh hai sarkar ka, wo hamesha ke liye finnar hai. You know, so Utbah was one of the very, very staunch enemy of Islam, an enemy of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We all need to be fearful from Allah. Sometimes, you know, when we go through trials and tribulations and problems in come into our lives, people start to complain, you know, why this happened to me? Why has this happened to me? And then people start to complain, ma'azallah, and words of kufr come out of their mouths as well. And we need to all make sure that we all control our tongue. This tongue will even take you to paradise or it will take you to the fire of hell. When you recite the kalima with this tongue, you're going to paradise. And when you say the words of kufr, it will take you to the fire of hell. So always remember that we need to understand that we need to keep our tongues in control, keep ourselves in control, so that we don't do anything wrong. And we fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. There's a very beautiful book that has been published by Maktabatul Madina, Kufriya Kalimat Ke Bare Mein Sual Jawab. And to be honest with you, this book is a must read for every Muslim, because it teaches us how a person will utter words of kufr and he will not even realize. He will not even realize that he said kufr, but he's out of the boundary of Islam. Now all his life he may read the kalima, he may read the salah, he may read the rood-e paak, but because he's out of the fold of Islam, nothing will benefit that person. So my dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani channel, may Allah Ta'ala protect us from uttering disbelief. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from other bad things as well. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. The more we learn about our deen, the more knowledge we have, the more we can protect our iman. And as parents, if you are a parent, the more you learn about your deen, the more you can save your family and your children. Or else what's going to happen if you do not learn about Islam? Then what kind of a deen, what kind of Islam are we going to be teaching our children as well? It is said that the eyes of four animals glow in the night: lions, cheetahs, cats, and vipers. Lions are haram to consume, and eating the fat of a lion or cheetah causes the heart to become hard. This is because these animals are predators, so it is forbidden to eat them. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade the eating of every beast of prey with fangs and every bird with claws. So inshallah, alhamdulillah, azza wa jal. You know, so today's topic, you know, seriously, we've not just learnt about the lion, but we're learning so many other, mashallah, beautiful things about the lion as well. So we've got another package to show you. So let's go towards the package and we'll come back, inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
My beloved Prophet of Mercy.
Dear Sahih brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, there is a very famous ayat of the Holy Quran. You might have heard it before. Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Ahzab, ayah number 56, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. The scholars of Islam, they say that this ayat of the Holy Quran, it is called ayat of Durood. And it was actually revealed in the month of Sha'ban. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala, he is saying, indeed Allah and his angels send blessings on the conveyor of the unseen, the Prophet. O believers, you too send blessings and abundant salutations upon him. This ayat of the Holy Quran, my dear Sahih brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, was actually revealed in the month of Sha'ban. This is why this month is referred to as the month in which we have to recite as much Durood and Salam as we can. And the commentary of this ayat of the Holy Quran, in Ruh al-Bayan, it's mentioned that after the revelation of this blessed ayah, the enlightened face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam emanated rays of nur out of joy. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, congratulate me, because I have been given that blessed ayah, which is more beloved to me than this world and whatever is in it. Allahu Akbar. And Mufti Ahmad Yasan rahmatullahi alayhi, he says that this blessed ayah, the ayat of Durood, he is an obvious naat of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this ayah, people with iman have been commanded to send salat and salam to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the interesting point is, Mufti Saab says, that Allah Ta'ala has issued many different commands for us in the Holy Quran. For example, we have been commanded to offer salah. We have been commanded to fast. We have been commanded to go to Hajj. But Allah Ta'ala did not mention anywhere that I and my angels also perform these actions. If there is any such action that Allah Ta'ala performs, angels also perform, and is performed by the Muslims, that is only one, and that is sending durood on the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And is one very important point to keep in mind, that although the same word has been used and is referred to Allah Ta'ala, the angels and the believers, when sending durood to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, its meaning is different depending to who you are referring to. Imam Baghawi rahmatullahi alayhi says that salat for Allah Ta'ala is to shower mercy, whereas our salat is supplication for the mercy. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the ability to recite durood and salam in abundance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a very beautiful package regarding reciting durood and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Today we're talking about some of the attributes and some of the interesting facts of a lion. The angels of mercy do not accompany those fellow travelers who possesses the skin of a cheetah. Some affluent people have the skin of a lion in their homes as a display. Such people should ponder over their intentions. If Allah forbid this is done to receive praise or to be boastful before others, then they must repent. It is prohibited to sit on the skin of a lion or cheetah because it causes pride. Just as the names of these animals have a great effect on people, if you compare someone to a lion, he will become happy. Likewise, the skin of these animals has its own effects. Hazrat Sayyiduna Allama Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali states, the famous Khalif of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Rahmatullah Ali, Sheikh Ali bin Haiti Rahmatullah Ali, possessed many miracles. One of his miracles was that if someone calls out to him when about to be attacked by a lion, the lion will always walk away. Subhanallah. Sayyiduna Ibrahim bin Adham Rahmatullah Ta'ala Ali was once traveling with his companions, when suddenly a lion appeared on their path. So he told his companions to recite the following dua. O Allah, protect us with your gaze that is never neglectful. Guard us with your support that never fails. Be merciful to us through your power so that we are not destroyed. O Allah, O Allah, O Allah, you are only hope. After the people of the caravan recited the supplication, the lion fled. A pious man states, I recite this dua in every fearful situation and have witnessed its blessings. Despite how scary and dangerous a lion can be, it is still a creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. Just as it was mentioned in the beginning that it only attacks a person who has fear of anything other than Allah in their heart. When a believer only has fear of his creator and master, he is granted strength and bravery, and will not fear anything other than Allah Almighty. There are incidents involving our pious predecessors where lions not only feared them, but would walk behind them like loyal dogs. Therefore, rather than fearing lions, develop a fear of Allah Almighty in your heart. If He wills, instead of attacking you, the lion will serve you like an obedient servant. Just as the famous companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyiduna Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was once traveling in the lands of Rome and was separated from the army. While searching for them, a lion appeared on his path. So Sayyiduna Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, O Abul Haris, this is the kunya of a lion. I am Safina, a servant of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, and I find myself in this situation. The lion stood at his feet and showed him the correct path leading back to the army. When Sayyiduna Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu heard any sound, he would hold on to the lion and walk with it. Eventually, he was reunited with the army of Islam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Sayyiduna Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the title of Safina by the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi alayhi states, During a journey, one of the warriors became tired. So Sayyiduna Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu carried all of his belongings. Thus he began to walk whilst carrying his own belongings, the beloved Prophet's belongings and the warrior's belongings. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Today you have become a Safina, a ship." From that moment, his title became Safina and his original name was forgotten. Subhanallah. Imam Najmuddin Ghazi Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi states, "The incident of the lion occurred on two or more occasions with Sayyiduna Safina. Each time the lion became obedient to him. This is a great miracle of Sayyiduna Safina radiallahu ta'ala anhu." There are countless blessings of having a connection with the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. If only we are also granted true servitude to the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and our connections remain intact. So therefore, what we need to do is we need to start to look ourselves, especially in the month of Rajab, in the month of Sha'ban, in the month of Ramadan. How is our connection with Allah Azza wa Jal? How is our connection with our Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam? Is it weak? If it is weak, how can we make our connection stronger? That's what we need to try hard, my dear Islam brothers. So inshallah, Azawajal, hopefully maybe this program inshallah will be a means of our forgiveness. May Allah Ta'ala reward us and may Allah Azawajal forgive our sins. Inshallah, Azawajal. Jazakallah khaira. I will see you in our next program. Inshallah, Azawajal. Please take care of yourself and keep watching Madani channel. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The special favor of Allah. Allah. The universe is the body and its soul. Allah.